As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
My love muffins, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing day as you tune into today's episode. My loves, today we're doing a little bit of a different type of episode, okay? I had this entire idea to do a fall morning routine episode, kind of similar to, like, y'all know the fall or like the winter or the spring or the summer morning routine videos on YouTube. I'm obsessed with those. So I wanted to do something like that today, but kind of make it a little ASMR-y for you guys, if that is an adjective or an adverb. Which one would it be? Adjective, I think. Either way, I was trying to like add in some ASMR effects for you guys because I want it to be something kind of immersive where you feel like you are experiencing the fall morning routine with me. When I first had this idea, I was like, I'm going to record my own sound effects. It's going to be real authentic. Like, y'all, let me tell you, one thing about me recording my own sound effects is it was giving very much, baby, why are you moving around the phone so much? Because it is ruffling everything. So I will say some of the sound effects in here I am gathering are not my own pre-recorded sound effects, but they will serve a better purpose of the entire like ASMR effect that I'm going for when it comes to this morning routine. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive into it. For the sake of this one, grab a fall beverage, okay? Get you a pumpkin spice latte if that's your thing. That is not my thing. I'm not a PSL gal. I don't know. It's just not for me. I love a good pumpkin candle. And I have like come a long way to even love a pumpkin candle because I used to hate them pumpkin candles, girl. But now, give me a pumpkin vanilla candle, I'm in love. But a pumpkin spice latte, maybe give me another like 3-4 years for like my taste buds to evolve and to like want that. For now, I got toffee nut on deck. I got white mocha on deck, caramel, salted caramel, mocha, but a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah, not for me, but grab your beverage of choice, your fall beverage of choice, a hot coffee, a hot toddy, whatever it is for you. And let's go ahead and dive into this fall morning routine episode. So the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning on a fall day, pretty much any day, but you know, fall morning routine here. First thing that I do is I get out of bed and I make my bed. I love to sleep with white noise in my bedroom because when I was in my last apartment, there was a little bit of noise that would keep me up. And so I use the white noise maker to kind of mask that noise. And now I'm pretty much addicted to my white noise maker. So I love to sleep with that. And in the morning, the first thing I do is turn off the white noise maker after my alarm goes off. And then I get out of bed. Sometimes you may or may not catch me scrolling through my phone early in the morning. I know. Some people say it's so bad, but like, I don't know, maybe it's because I personally feel like it doesn't affect me. I think I'm okay, but sometimes I'll check an email. I'll check an email or two in bed in the morning, but I will scoop myself out of bed and I'm usually pretty excited because I'm excited for my workout for the day, but I scoop myself out of bed and I make my bed. I think that making your bed is so important. It's not for everyone, but it's definitely for me. If I don't make my bed in the morning, I feel like I don't have my shit together. That's just really where it's at this point. Sometimes I may make it, most times I will say, 99% of the time I make it before I leave for the gym. There's that 1% of the time where I'll make it when I come back from the gym, but I like to kind of get it done as soon as I wake up. So I get out of bed, turn on my lights, I make my bed and the white noise machine is off. Next, I love to make my way over to my AC unit, which is right outside of my bedroom door, and turn the temperature up. I sleep with it pretty cold in my apartment, so I'm talking 66, maybe 65 degrees. And I like it really cold when I sleep because I bundle up in my blankets, and there's something about the crisp fall air, having crisp air inside, bundled up and feeling warm and cozy, and waking up and it's like freezing cold in my house. I kind of love that. I kind of love, hate it, because like when I first wake up, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like the shock of not wanting to get out of bed because it's so freezing cold. But also I kind of love it too. It's like an ice bath, you know? So I love to make my way over to the AC unit and turn the temperature up. These days I'm setting it to about 74 or 75 degrees. So if it gets above 74 or 75, the AC will come on. So I set that in the morning before I start to do anything else, just because I don't want the AC to come on at like 6 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning, freezing cold air as I'm getting ready. Like, I don't need that in my life. That I just don't need that energy, okay? And also, by the way, don't think I mentioned it, but I usually wake up around 6:30 or 6:45 or so, maybe a little earlier if I have a scheduled workout class that starts a little earlier, maybe a little later if I have later meetings that day and I kind of want more time to sleep in. After I've done everything that I need to with the AC, I make my way into the kitchen. So make my way into the kitchen because, as you guys know, one of my favorite things to do in the morning as I'm getting ready for the gym is to take my pre-workout. Pre-workout is not for everyone. And I will say, for me, it's become so routine and I genuinely love taking it. My favorite pre-workout is the Alani Nu pre-workout. One day, fingers crossed, I will work with them because I think their brand is so amazing and their pre-workout is literally my favorite. I've tried C4. I like C4 too. C4 is like a cool one. I've tried a couple other ones, but I always go back to Alani Nu. Not only does it taste good, the Galaxy Lemonade is my favorite. Right now I'm using the Cosmic Blast. It's okay. It's like not the best, but it works. It does what it needs to. So I go to the kitchen and I mix up my pre-workout. So I use my shaker bottle. I have my water, cold water, my pre-workout. I use one scoop. And then these days I've also been mixing in a scoop of my powdered greens. And the reason being is I hate taking those damn greens with just water. But those of you who do that, power to you. I really have so much respect for y'all because could never be my ass. One thing about me, I'm gonna mix it up with the pre-workout so I could barely taste them greens, okay? I'm still getting them in, but I don't wanna have to taste them, okay? So I mix in my pre-workout, I mix in my greens, and I put it in my shaker bottle, and then I make my way back to my bathroom. At this point in my routine, I may have my gym clothes picked out from the night before, or more often than not, I haven't picked them out, but I have an outfit in mind. I wear a lot of similar combinations of gym outfits to the gym, so I kind of have an idea of what I'm gonna wear any given morning, and depending on the workout I'm doing, that affects my workout as well. So for example, I don't know if you guys know, but I wear my wigs to the gym, and I have a specific wig that I wear to the, well, I have two of the wigs that I wear to the gym. One of which, if I'm doing a running workout, I know I'm gonna sweat, and I know the lace will lift, so I typically wear my Nike hat. And if I'm wearing like my Nike hat with the wig, I want like a certain outfit. I might not wear a long sleeve on the day I go running because I know I'm going to sweat a lot. Versus if I know I'm doing a ton of lifting that day, I can glue my wig down, or I can wear a different wig, or I can wear a long sleeve shirt, things like that. So it kind of correlates to what I'm doing at the gym that day. That's going to really affect my outfit and really affect my hair as well. So at this point, I make my way into the bathroom and I'm kind of just like in the mirror checking things out. I don't know. I do this thing where I'm like, you know, how's my skin looking? Like, it kind of just is a thing that I do for like a minute or two. And then at that point, I put my pre-workout down. Now, you might think this is gross. Please don't judge me if you do think it's gross, but I will usually like drink my pre-workout in the bathroom as I'm getting ready for the day. I don't know. That might be insanitary. I don't really know. I clean the bathrooms in this house, so I think it's fine. And it's only me that's using it, so it's fine. But I go back into the bedroom and I grab my workout clothes. At this point, like I said, I have an idea of what I'm wearing. And my workout clothes pretty much are in both of my dressers on either bed. So I've organized them. So I have my long sleeve pants in one drawer, and I have my tops in one drawer. I have another drawer that has all of my socks, underwear, bras, and then another one that has all of my shorts. So depending on what I'm wearing, I'll go to either one of the drawers. I'll pick out a sports bra, I'll pick out a top, I'll pick out my pants, I'll grab my socks. And I also know what sneakers I'm wearing. I don't grab those until the very end, but I have an idea of what I'm wearing. Then I take everything into the bathroom. At this point, this is where the fun starts. This is where the party in the USA starts, okay? If you guys listen to my High Vibe episode, you know that I love to jam out in the morning. So I have a couple things on rotation. I will either, one, be in a very biblical mood. No, in a spiritual mood. Now listen to Joel Osteen. I'm not religious, but I do like his messages on his podcast. So I'll either listen to him. I'll listen to maybe another podcast, but typically if I'm listening to podcasts before the gym, it'll be Joel. I'll either call my mom and her and I will FaceTime for a little bit as she's getting ready for her day and leaving for work, or I will listen to some music.
Alexa, can you play my music?
The Andrew Nicolette station from Apple Music.
Oftentimes it'll be music plus mom call. Like I'll be listening to my music. My mom might call me. I'll pause the music, talk to her. We hang up. I listen to more music. So I tell Alexa to play my music and she will play whatever. There are mornings when I'm in the mood for like trap, rap, hip hop. And that's when I tell her play my music because it typically goes to more of those types of songs. And lately, I don't know if it's like the fall season of it all, but I've been into a country music playlist. So lately in the morning, I will have her play the country playlist that I've curated or just top country songs. And I don't know why, but that feels like very fall and very autumn to me. So I'll have her play some music. And while she's playing the music, I'm getting ready. So I'm putting on my gym clothes. I'm putting on, you know, my leggings, my top, everything. I'm also doing my hair. So like I said, depending on what I'm doing that day, I'm either gluing down my wig, and by glue, I use this Eben lace spray. It's E-B-E-N lace spray. You can get it at your hair stop. You can get it on Amazon. It's just basically like got to be glued, but so much better. It holds. Even when I do workouts and I sweat, it will hold and it won't lift. It lifts if I'm like sweating like crazy. So if I do the running class, I don't really wear that without laying it down or without wearing a hat, but it will still hold because I've done it before and like it didn't lift. So I will just shout that out. So I will link that down below. It's in my Amazon storefront as well. So I think I always have my Amazon storefront linked below. Those are affiliate links, by the way. I think I have to disclose that so I don't get sued. They're affiliate links. So if you buy anything in the shop, I get like a little tiny, tiny, tiny commission. So, but I'll put that down below for you guys. I will do my wig. I'll do my hair. And then here's the thing. I wear not like makeup, but kind of. Let me explain. Because the other day I went to a coffee shop after gym and someone was like, I love your makeup. And I was like, girl, it's barely anything on here. So what I always do before the gym is I brush my eyebrows into place. And I typically use a brow gel or a brow pomade. So I'll use the Anastasia Beverly Hills brow pomade, or I will use this tinted brow gel from Merit Beauty that I've sent in PR. I really like that brow gel as well. These days I am not brushing them because I just got my brows laminated. Well, I am brushing them, but I just got them laminated the other day. Probably won't like redo the lamination because it has like a similar look as the brow pomade, but I basically just brush them into place because they get kind of, you know, weird when you sleep. They don't typically do that when they're not laminated. Like I don't have like crazy brows when I wake up in the morning, but for some reason, I think it's because the lamination like softens your brows. They look crazy now when I wake up, so I have to brush them. So I do that. And then I also wear a cream blush. Y'all, this cream blush, okay, I have to remember to link this down below for you guys. This cream blush, I am obsessed. I was sent this in PR from Merit Beauty. This blush is it. Like, okay, imagine if you took a Vaseline, right? Because you know how like if you rub Vaseline on your skin, it leaves like a little bit of a sheen. Imagine you mix Vaseline and pigment together, but it was like solid, like more solid, right? And you put that on as a blush, you would have the color, but you would also have like this little bit of like a sheen almost. That is exactly what this blush does. It gives you like a very natural flush and it's buildable and it's beautiful. And oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop. Literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I take my little blush brush and I tap into that and I put some on my cheeks and I put some on my nose. Last thing I do for, you know, quote unquote makeup is that I use a lip stain. Reason I use a lip stain is because I like color to my lips and I like color to my cheeks. And a lip stain does that and it's like, it's there. So as I'm drinking water at the gym, as I'm sweating, as I'm talking, like the color is not leaving. You feel me? So I do that. And the last thing I do to top my lips is I use the Laneige lip balm, like the one in the pot. I'll just link all of these things down below. Reminder to DeAndre who's editing, link the things down below because you know you always forget, but I will do that. And the Laneige lip balm, I use a vanilla one. Okay, let me tell you this. I have had so many people at the gym come up to me and be like, oh my God, what is that gloss you're wearing? I'm like, it's not even gloss. It's a lip balm from Laneige. It's so good. And when you put that over a lip stain, you have the color from the stain and you have the like the sheen and the moisture from the Laneige lip mask. And I honestly think it's such a good look. So that's what I do for like makeup, if you will. Makeup, not makeup. And it just gives me color. Because I feel like when I wake up in the morning and... Oh, one thing I miss. Oh my gosh. One thing that I like to do before I do any of that is I rinse my face just with cold water to kind of like wake me up a little bit. And then... Oh my gosh. How did I miss like 3 steps? Oh my gosh. So before the makeup, not makeup. Okay, at this point, I have my retainer in. I take my retainer out. Okay, I put it in this little bowl that I keep on my sink. I put my retainer bright in there. It's basically this little tablet that cleans my retainer. It's like a little tablet of like probably baking soda and stuff like that. It just cleans my retainer so it doesn't get gunky and nasty. Okay, clean your retainer, people. I like met this one guy here. He did not clean his Invisalign and it showed. Okay, and it smelled too. So don't be that guy. Then I take out my contacts. I wear dailies. So I pop my contacts in and then I rinse my... Oh, wait. No, do I rinse my face first? Ooh, I think I rinse my face first. No, you're right. Okay. Chaotic. So I rinse my face first. So retainer out, retainer bright in the bowl, rinse my face. And the reason I do that is because I like to like, you know, rinse crusties out of my eye. And then I'll also wash my hands with soap so I can have clean hands for my contact lenses. Okay, there's an order. There's a method to the madness here. And after doing all of that, is when I'll apply a little bit of moisturizer to my face. I sometimes get dryness around my mouth when I sleep because of the dry air. especially with the air conditioning. So I like to take some of my Kiehl's sleeping mask. I will also link below. And I take a tiny smidge of this. I rub it up in my fingers and kind of melt it. So it's literally just like the littlest bit. And I tap that into my skin. I tap it into my skin all around. I don't have sensitive skin and I don't have acne prone skin. This step, I don't know if it would be triggering for someone who has acne prone skin, because I feel like, you know, I haven't washed my face with soap and I'm putting on more product. But for me, it works because I'm taking the tiniest bit of product and tapping it onto my skin, especially after rinsing it with water. And especially because I know I tend to get the drier areas around my mouth and I don't want to go to the gym like with like, first of all, it just feels uncomfortable because like it's the tightness and the dryness. And second, I'm not about to have ash on my face walking around. Like, absolutely not. Like, no. So I do all that, do the makeup, not makeup, pop my wig on, maybe pop on a hat, whatever the case is, do my, I'm gonna put on my clothes rather. And I always do a little extra of my spray deodorant in the morning. So y'all remember at one point in time, I was doing like natural deodorant and then I was doing glycolic acid instead of deodorant, which glycolic acid you can still use in combination with a regular deodorant because the glycolic acid is gonna help, especially if you have dark spots under your arms from, what are they called? Like razor bumps, things like that. So it does help, by the way. So it's, you know, I don't really have a lot of like darkness under there, or if I do, I don't really care. Like, I don't think I notice if it's dark. It is what it is to me, so I don't mind. But I have just gone back to using my regular deodorants. And at this point, I feel like so many things are bad for us. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like you have to find that balance of really being conscious of what you're putting in your body and what you're putting on your body, but also knowing that even when you are super conscious, it's like the very materials from which we can make things from scratch for ourselves are also tainted. So there's only so much we can do. But either way, one thing about me, I love the Dove spray deodorant now, okay? So that's what I use. So I spray a little deodorant on, put on my clothes, and at this point, I'm pretty much ready. And you got to remember, at this point too, I'm jamming out. I'm listening to my music. I'm turning up. I'm vibing, not too loud because I have neighbors, okay? The noise here is actually really, really low. Like, I never really hear my neighbors. But I will say I try to be conscious of that as well because I have someone that lives downstairs from me. So do all that, brush my teeth as well. One thing I like to do is that I drink my pre-workout first. So I'm sipping my pre-workout throughout this entire thing. And then I brush my teeth after because I like to just, I don't like to have the minty taste and then go into like drinking something that's fruity flavored. That's kind of weird to me. So the whole time I'm drinking this pre-workout, I have a timer in mind because my pre-workout for me, especially because I don't have breakfast in the morning, I work out, like, I guess it's called like fasted. I don't eat anything. I just have my pre-workout. It hits quick. Okay. So I know that from the time I start drinking, I have like maybe 20 minutes to be in the gym or to at least be on the road. So once I start to drink, I have a timer on my phone or I have an alarm set where it's like 15 or 20 minutes from that time to like let me know you need to be getting out the door. Because a lot of times I get caught up in the music, I get caught up talking to my mom, I get caught up just walking around and being slow as hell, then I forget that the pre-workout is gonna hit. And when it hits, oh baby, it be hitting for me. So I finish my pre-workout, like, you know, chug it at the end, brush my teeth, and then it's time to get out the door. So as I'm heading out the door, depending on the day, I will bring a protein shake with me. So I'll either grab one from the fridge or sometimes I'll kind of like take one that it's already made and I blend it up with a scoop of peanut butter or a little scoop of almond butter, and then I'll bring that with me. So I might grab a protein shake on the way. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And I will grab my keys and head downstairs. So I head downstairs, grab my car, drive to the gym. Now, again, the days are different. Typically these days I do some running classes during the winter or during the winter. Getting ahead of myself. For the fall, I've been doing a lot more running classes because I really want to work on my cardio. But I've also been working on switching up my workouts between heavy lifting and like lighter lifting. So the other day I did a super heavy leg day. Like, it was just a lot of really heavy weights. And by heavy weights, I mean weights that I back in the day like would have been like, this is nothing. But now building back up my strength, I was like, it took me out. And when I tell y'all I can barely walk, girl, your girl is walking like a whole ass chicken out here because my legs are in pain. But that's good though. That's good. It means I did the work, okay? But I get to the gym and I check in So usually I walk in and I love this gym. I think one of the things that really enticed me about Equinox was the fact that it was like a lot smaller and more like a community. A lot of people there knew each other. And there's just so much more emphasis placed on like building it as a community versus just like, oh, this is a gym and you come and you go type of thing. So when I walk in there, I feel like there's going to at least be one person that I see that I can talk to. And I really like that. So I walk in and there is one of the associates at the front that I love. She's amazing. We always end up chatting for a few minutes before I get into my workout. So I'll chat with her and then I go back to the locker rooms and I put down my stuff. So I bring my Lululemon belt bag with me. I guess I'll link that for you guys too. I don't know if they have any more of the color I have. I have it in a burgundy color, which is really nice. I think it was like the last one they had in store when I went to buy one. And I wanted something that was like a little different than just like the basic black because I literally was like, I need to get more color in. I wear black all the time. I go back in the locker room, put my belt bag away, and put in my AirPods, grab my water, and then head into my workout. On any given day, I start off with a little cardio. I've been really working on adding in more stretching and mobility exercises. I do my entire workout, and then I head out. Some days I will go to Dunkin' right after to grab coffee. So I get an iced coffee, small iced latte, oat milk, a couple pumps caramel, decaf sometimes. Most times I try to get decaf if I remember, and then maybe like an egg and cheese bake-up wrap or something, which I just found out I have a food sensitivity to eggs. So yeah. Also, I'm like, as I'm thinking about how I'm going to edit this episode, I'm like, where am I adding these sound effects? If the sound effects don't make sense when I'm editing y'all, like, forget I ever said anything because I might not even add them in. I like don't want them to be distracting. So yeah, but I'll do that. And then I head back home. So if you also follow on social, you'll see that lately I've been doing these like time block things where I show y'all what like I'm up to for my day. So when I come back home, honestly, the rest of the fall morning routine kind of like commences. And from there, it's when it kind of starts to change. So usually I will take a shower, get ready for my day. I won't even lie, some days if I'm like pressed for time, like I might run back in and have to jump on a call and not have time to shower until like after that call or until like lunchtime or something. So it really depends. And that's where my day starts to kind of split up and differ. So I might have a meeting. I might have time to record a podcast episode. I might be recording with a guest for the episodes. I might be, checking my emails. Like there's so many things that can happen, but usually everything before that point is pretty routine and pretty standard, and I do pretty much all the time. And then after I get home is when things kind of start to change. And on the weekends, it's pretty much the same routine as well, just with a little bit of a later time. Like I allow myself to sleep in a little bit more, so I'm not waking up at 6:15, 6:30 on the weekends, but I am waking up about 7:30, 8 a.m. and heading to the gym after that. The other cool thing about the weekend is that I don't necessarily have to be like back by a certain time to be online for a certain thing. If anything, I'm back home by a certain time so that I can get ready to go to a movie or get ready to go somewhere else. But I'm not necessarily as pressed for time as like on the weekdays if I have a meeting coming up or something. So yeah, that is my fall morning routine. And honestly, I feel like it's so set up perfectly for me because I get to have a lot of time to myself in the morning. Like I wake up so early and I end up leaving. I end up taking like a good, I want to say like 40, 45 minutes before I leave the house. And the reason is because I want to move slow. I don't want to have to be rushing around and feeling chaotic in the morning. I want to be able to start my morning off with like slower energy, with allowing myself the time to get ready and to dance around and to call my mom and to make my bed and to open my window shade. I usually do the window shades when I get back from the gym because now the sun doesn't come up until like fully come up until I'm back. So that's when I open the shades. But in the summer, I would open them as soon as I woke up because the sun would be like up. I don't know. I just like a slower morning and I don't like feeling rushed. That's like my pet peeve is when people rush me. I get so annoyed. So having the time to take it slow in the morning, that's worth it to me to wake up earlier. And I purposely curate my schedule and go to bed early and do all these things so that I can wake up earlier and I can have more time in the morning. So I hope y'all enjoy this episode. I hope it was entertaining. I feel like I'm like 30 minutes of me talking about what I do in the morning, but listen, okay, that morning routine, it be hitting. I won't even lie to you. Like this routine is so, so good. And I'll be traveling this week for like the next couple of weeks. And one thing that I get nervous about with traveling is like being out of my routine, because I'm someone that, you know, the morning routine and my night routine like really sets me up for days, really good days, especially my morning routine. Like if I don't do my morning routine on any given day, I tend to notice I feel a little bit off. So when I travel, I don't have the freedom of, you know, having everything be my way. I'm not going to be going to Equinox. I'm not going to be seeing the same people. I'm not going to be doing the same workouts. I'm not going to, you know, have the same access to my Alexa for my music and things like that. So it's really about trying to bring that routine with me. And maybe I'll do, you know, a follow-up to this of like my travel morning routine. But I don't know. I think even that, I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like. So yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, and I hope that maybe inspired you to add something into your morning routine or to try something new or to even create a morning routine if you don't. I feel like it can be really great to have some structure. And of course, with the morning routine, like it doesn't have to be the same every day. Maybe on Mondays it looks one way, Tuesdays it looks another way, Wednesday it looks another day. It's really about what fits you, what fits your lifestyle, what makes sense for you. So create the routine that works for you and your lifestyle. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this one. I will chat with you in the very next episode. Have a beautiful rest of your day and happy fall, my love. See you in the next episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.